tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 30th of October 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, I'm very pleased to say that we have with us today revisionist historian Carolyn Jaeger from carolynjaeger.net to share with us some really, really good news. Carolyn, hello to you. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sven. I'm doing fine.
I thought you would be. We've had some really good news from Germany, haven't we?
Yeah, well, we don't want to overdo it, but yes, it seems it's pushing things in the right direction. And, of course, it was this election in Thuringia, which is the third state of the three states in the east that were that made up the communist East Germany, you know, before 1990. And they are more friendly to the alternative for Germany, more right-wing party that I'm a big fan of. Not because they're perfect, but they are pretty perfect in the sense of what's possible in Germany today. And if you try to do the impossible, you're not going to succeed. So they are being very careful and they have been very successful in just a few short years. And it's, you know, it's great to see. So I don't think people should criticize them because they, you know, or speak well of Israel or they accept Jews and things like that. Because it's working and they're getting, and the big thing about this, Sven, as you know, is that, Bjorn Höcke, who is the party leader in Thuringia, which many people think he should be kicked out. He should not be allowed to be in the party because he's too radical. He's secretly, you know, or not so secretly, a friend of the National Socialists of the old time. He's anti-Holocaust. He's criticized the Holocaust remembrance business that is so overdone in Germany and things like that. He's the hero of people who are further to the right and people like me and possibly like you in the party, but he's been on thin ice, you know, and as I like to point out, Alexander Gauland, who is the co-leader, and he's a very seasoned politician in Germany. Alexander Gauland has always stood behind Bjorn Höcke and kept him from being kicked out of the party, which previous leaders of this party have tried to do. So he was the leader of the Thuringia candidate list, you know, and that did so well in this election. He was the top guy. And if they had won outright, he would be voted in as premier of the state, you know. But they didn't win. They came in second, like they did in the other two states, Saxony and Brandenburg, that we talked about last month or over a month ago. So in these three states, we've got the AfD for the first time, a very strong second in each of these states. What's got everybody so upset about this election, that more than the other two, is that they beat the CDU. And the CDU has become the third third most votes in Thuringia. And the Communist Party, got the most votes at 31%. Communist Party, they call themselves the Left Party now. They at one time, before 1990, they were the actual Communist Party, the established Communist Party in East Germany. But now they're the Left Party, and they're considered less dangerous than the Alternative for Deutschland Party, which, you know, is considered super right-wing when actually it is not. And they are trying to portray themselves as the bourgeois party. You know, the AfDers say we're the bourgeois party, which means in German lingo that they're the mainstream. You know, they're the middle of the road. They're the average German. Therefore, the average German, they represent the average German, and they're doing a good job of rejecting that far right, ultra far right label that's being slapped on them all along by the mainstream parties that are so afraid of them. And now they are really afraid of them because they're cutting into their votes seriously. So we have, in Thuringia state, which is really, it's symbolic, but it's not a big state. I mean, it's fairly good size in territory, but it's only got 2 million people in it. And I just read today that Germany now is at 83, or it might have been 82, 82 or 83 million people, and only 2 million of them live in Thuringia. So it's not a big part of the population, but it's getting all this attention because they do have their own parliament and their own government. And if the AfD would end up, which Bjorn Höcke promises will happen in 5 years from now in the next election, that they would win outright and then they would be in control of, you know, run the government in the state. That would be like just a tremendous blow to the rest of the European, pro-European people in parties that, just can't handle that, because it's like the return of the National Socialists, the return of Adolf Hitler and things like that, you know, in their mind. So I hope I haven't gone off track here too much. I was trying to say that the Left Party got 31%, the AfD got 23.4%. It would have been nice if they got 28%, but they didn't. They got 23.4%. And the CDU got 22%. So those two parties are close, but it's just the fact that the CDU is third and the AfD is ahead of them. It's just killing everybody. And now they're writing a lot of articles about it, you know, and, oh, what does this mean? Now let's see. There's lots of commentary that's going on, because this election took place Sunday, and today is
Wednesday. We were recording this on Tuesday.
Wednesday. Yeah.
It goes out on
Well,
Wednesday.
I mean, it's just a few days. It's just a few days since the election took place, what I think is interesting is that the AfD leadership is coming out openly saying that the CDU and the AfD should combine to become the majority in the state. Now, I said 23.4% and 22% gives them a majority. So they could do that, but the CDU has been adamant that they will not join. They will not work with the AfD, as you know, and they are also adamant that they will not work with the Left Party, which is the, you know, far left. They won't work with those two parties. But now here they are losing their majority that they've been so comfortable with for many, many years. Many years. So, well, since the end of the war. You know, Adenauer was CDU, and they've been the party in charge along with the SPD. They trade back and forth. No other party's ever been formed the government because they had a larger number of voters. So they are now feeling threatened, and they can't vote. The thing is, with the way this election came out, nobody can form a majority to run the government, which is how they do it over there, different from the U.S., in order to make a coalition that will work because of they're so far apart, in their beliefs. Because when you've got 31% who have voted for the communists, and then 23.4 who are voted for what they want to call fascists, which aren't really at all, but they want to call them that. And then, and then in between, you've got the moderates, CDU, supposedly, which didn't get enough votes to do anything. So to do much with, and they won't work with either one of those parties. So, they talk about how, the head of the left party could form a coalition, the Greens and the SPD. But here's the other thing with this election is that the SPD, which is a left-wing party and should do well in a state like Thuringia, the former East Germany, and they used to do well there, they keep losing ground, and they only got 8.2%. They lost 4.2%. And the CDU lost 11.7% from what they got 5 years ago. And the AFD gained 12.8% over what they got five years ago. Yeah, they have these state elections every 5 years. So, clearly the AFD took a lot of CDU voters this time. And therefore, if these CDU voters are choosing the AFD, and then the CDU says, well, we won't work with the AFD under any circumstances. We're too far apart from them. There's something very wrong in the way the CDU is looking at things, right?
Yeah. It's like the center just will not hold. I think that's what we're seeing there. The center party is in third place. The so-called far-right party is in second. And then you've got the Communist Party at the top. But the really surprising thing about this is that Bjorn Hoek, as you say, I mean, he's been really castigated by the media. Every time you see a headline that mentions him, it lets us know that he's been compared to Adolf Hitler. And just about every headline, it says Bjorn Hoek and Adolf Hitler. And yet, despite all of those smears and slanders, they've managed to do so well in Thuringia. Now, that must really be sending shockwaves through the establishment. I've seen other headlines saying the CDU has been crushed by the AFD. I mean, I never thought I'd see a headline like that, but they really are starting to get worried about this. But one thing that really is surprising is, as you say, the CDU have said all along that we're not going to work with the AFD. But apparently, now there is some question over that, and I found this quote just before we went to air. However, among the Thuringia CDU, there are disagreements on how to approach the populists, with CDU member Michael Heim leaving the possibility of cooperation with the AFD on the negotiating table, saying that a coalition between his party, the AFD, and the Libertarian Free Democrats could be possible under certain conditions. So we're seeing a change, or possibly seeing a change there, in the CDU's stance towards the AFD.
I think eventually they're going to. Eventually they're going to have to. But I think it's going to be really hard for them to do it because because the leadership will be very, hard. It'll be hard for them to go against what they've been saying all along and think that they can work with the party that they've been trying to, as you pointed out, portray as Adolf Hitler and the National Socialist, the Nazis, a Nazi party and the people in it. Now, under certain circumstances, I hope they don't mean that people they don't like in the AFD, like Hoka, is going to step aside or something like that, because they should, the AFD should never, ever go along with that. I like what that you brought up, how the press has been treating this poor man, this good man. You know, he's a hero. He's the hero for people like me and people who are really, you know, want Germany to be German. And there's so few who will stand up for that now, because this whole idea that we must, you know, become everything and be open to everyone, and otherwise it's racist, terrible racist. They use that word all the time. It's so wrong, we need him so badly, and he comes through, and I'm so happy that Gowland supports him. That's why I like Gowland so much. Prior to these, all three of these elections, the way the media, and I read Deutsche Welle because, you know, they cover everything, and even though they're very, very biased, but they cover it, and they're in English, so it's easy to get it. The way they write their articles is just horrible, just irritates the heck out of me, you know. And they won't even take comments anymore, because all the comments, when they used to allow comments on their opinion pieces, everything was against them and for, you know, whoever they were against. Everything was against the Deutsche Welle, and they finally cut out the comments, and they, so they don't take any comments at all there, because they're not what they want them to be. They get, you know, people who people who have the opportunity, who think right words, you know, all pile in there and give their opinion. And so anyway, the campaign, let's say, in the German status quo in the German media is so completely directed against what is growing populism in Germany. It's just shocking. So there they are, stuck with this. We can't work with these people. They're fascists or something. But now Alexander Gowland and another high level person in the AfD, Georg Pasderski, put out comments on their internet page. And Gowland said, the Thuringians have voted out the left wing party alliance. That means the left doesn't have enough votes to make a majority. There is no left-wing majority in Thuringia. There is a bourgeois conservative majority. So, and they've been doing this for a while, presenting themselves as the bourgeois and the conservative element of Germans, not as any far-right or extreme party. And he says the CDU should recognize this simple fact in its own interest. If the CDU acts against the will of its own voters as a majority buyer for the left-wing camp, that's funny language, but this is translated, it will lose even the last remnant of trust. The AfD will be elected for its content, that's its policies. The CDU has long since thrown this claim overboard, and if it continues with this, only in order to remain in government. He's pointing out there that these parties, their number one thing is to remain in the government at all costs. But in doing so, they ruin the brand of their party by compromising so much, you know, is what he's saying, that's what happened to the SPD. When they do this at any price and no matter with whom, the CDU will soon rightly follow the SPD on its way into insignificance. And then George Pasderski, who is a half Polish German and is the deputy federal chairman, he wrote, after continuing its growth despite massive headwinds, which is what we've just been talking about, we are grateful to the voters in Thuringia for their unequivocal vote. Now it's up to other parties how they decide. For the integration of the election winner, AfD, and thus for a stable bourgeois government with CDU and possibly FDE, that's what Thuringia should decide upon, what they have decided upon. He's saying that they have, with their vote, decided upon the integration of AfD and CDU and possibly FDP, which is that conservative business party, or against the will of the voters for a national front led by the successors, the SED successors. That means, I guess, the communist Germany successors against the FDP. So if they won't do that, they're going against the will of the voters. That's how they're presenting it, which is then anti-democratic, as we've talked about before. He also went so far as to say, which I'm happy to see, I warmly congratulate Bjorn Höcke for his and his comrades in arms on this success and wish him a skillful hand in the interests of Germany and the further development of our party into the mouthpiece, it says, but, you know, into the representatives of all the bourgeoisie. So it's up to Bjorn Höcke now. He's got the support of the party, but he's got to do this skillfully. And, you know, it's tough, you know, because he's a firebrand. You know, I mean, he says beautiful things, but they all then will jump on and attack him for the things when he really gets speaking, and the people love it. The people love it. But, you know, you're walking on glass in that country, and people need to understand that, how brave these people are and how difficult it is for them to do it.
Well, the direction that he's trying to take the AfD in has been totally validated there, hasn't it? I mean, the voters have all voted for him. So anybody that was questioning whether he was too extreme or too right-wing or whatever, you know, they just got to keep quiet, because he's won this election. And also that means that, you know, if the CDU do want to go into a coalition, they can't say, well, we'll go into a coalition, but you have to get rid of Bjorn Höcke, because he's the guy that was voted in. Mm-hmm. So he's won on both ways there. You know, it's going to make his position, it's going to make his position secure in what he's doing. I mean, it's a big win all round, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Were you expecting them to do that well?
Oh, I was afraid they wouldn't. You know, I was really afraid they wouldn't, because the media was just piling on so much. And, you know, the Germans tend to get scared. You know, they had the polls showing that they would do just about this or maybe a little better. The polls always show them doing a little better than they end up doing. And so, and I think they were too. So that's why they were so thrilled with the result. I mean, they didn't actually win, but, you know, if they did, I don't know what would happen. They'd probably find some way to outlaw them and undo the win, because these other parties and which run the government at this time will do anything they possibly can. But so what's coming up here is, what is democracy? And, you know, it's this new post-war government in Germany that's touted itself as being the most democratic and, you know, the absolute perfect democracy, and they're the freest country freest Germany ever, and so on. And they're absolutely rejecting democracy by rejecting the will of the voters. And this is what the AfD is very intelligently playing up. They're playing this up. And they are in all the parliaments, and they are in the federal parliament, and they can make all their speeches, and they are the main opposition party. So they can make their position clear all the time, and they have to be covered. Now, here, yeah, I thought it was interesting that I noticed these Jewish leaders are all bent out of shape. And, you know, are you familiar with that Charlotte Knobloch? That witchy-looking woman who was formerly, for a long, long time, the president of the Central Council of Jews in Germany. She's not now. She's got some other. She's leading something else in Bavaria. That's where she's from. And this Joseph Schuster is now the president of this Jewish council. But I got a quote from her here that she wrote in an op-ed or something. The fact that a party like the so-called Alternative for Germany can experience such success in a state election shows that our whole political system is coming apart at the seams. Anywhere where a party like that celebrates success is a place with real problems. I thought that was so funny.
Well, yeah, and then it does. Germany does have real problems, doesn't it? Germany does have real problems with all the immigrants and all the degeneracy that's being promoted, and that's why the AfD are getting in there. She's quite right. It does show they have problems, but not in the way she thinks.
Oh, yeah, and they do have problems in the way she thinks, too, because it is coming apart. Their system that they've been under is what we've just been talking about. It is coming apart. And it's the AfD that's allowed, you know, that's been the one that has maneuvered itself to bring it about. And, of course, Merkel is probably most responsible by bringing in all those immigrants, a million of them, in 2015, I think it was. That was the beginning of it. Really, you know, that was stupid. That was stupid. And she was trying to play the big Christian or something. So that is backfiring on them. And they've got all their guns blazing, all their media, all their party people, everything blazing away against this. And it's making headway anyway. And yeah, so then Joseph Schuster agreed with Knobloch, and he dismissed what he called the excuse of the protest vote, because people have been saying, well, the AfD vote is a protest vote, nothing to worry about. He says that, you know, he doesn't agree with that now. And he says that AfD voters unequivocally expressed racial sentiment. Now, they're going to try to make this anti, you know, as racist. You know, the Jews are going to play the racist card, of course, and anti-Semitism and all that against the AfD. And they do. That's why the AfD can't take more stringent positions when it comes to racial identity in Germany. But they do take a strong position against immigration, and that would stop, you know, most of that, you know, most of the non-German, the growth of non-German people in Germany. But, you know, they make that into a big sin. In my opinion, it's only natural. It's not a sin at all, but the New World Order wants everyone to see that as a terrible sin. And they were making good progress, but people are starting now to wake up and to stand up against that and say, I don't have to follow that. And then Ronald Lauder has joined in. I just have a thing about him. You know, he's the head of the World Jewish Congress, and he's been in there for a long time. And he's he's probably the most noticeable spokesman for world Jewry in the world. Of course, they think they own Germany, these Jews. They think they own Germany because of the Holocaust. So, and they can tell Germans what to do and what they can't do. So he says anyone in any party who shows anti-Semitic feelings, should not be, I put in allowed to be, should not be allowed to be in that party. And I believe there are some parties, small parties, that are basically based on almost a neo-Nazi theory. They should not be allowed. All right. You know, this is the anti-democratic thing. They should not be allowed in Germany, period. And then marches like we had in Chemnitz and Dortmund, that Chemnitz one got to be real well known. Although they did not wear the signs of Nazi Germany, there was no doubt where they were. Or in sports stadiums where a whole group of people stand up and give the Hitler salute, that's something the government has to handle. Oh, you know, the Jews' whole philosophy is to make the governments, put the governments on their side. That's what they've been doing. In Europe, all the governments are on the side of the Jews, and they intend to keep them there, you know, and they intend to make the government responsible for everything that is harmful to Jews in their state, you know, and they have to pass laws. They have to bring out the National Guard or something. They have to, you know, fight against this. It's the government's responsibility, not Jews. Jews have tons of money. All kinds of organizations, they can fight this for their interests on their own, like other people have to do. But the Jews' whole deal, you know, they're so clever and sneaky, is to make the governments responsible. So that's what he's doing here. And, you know, it's more people need to join this battle and see what's really going on and not, you know, not think that the Jews are just people who just want to, you know, be left alone. They don't want to leave us alone. It's what they don't, what they want.
Well, I think what you can say is that it's an absolute credit to the Thuringian people for voting for the AfD in the face of that onslaught of anti-Germanism coming from the Jews, coming from the media, coming from the government, and they stood up to it. And they voted in huge numbers for the AfD. It increased the vote by 12% and put them in second place, which is really fantastic news. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Carolyn. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're tuned in to Radio Aryan. At Radio Aryan.